Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're taking an old school jungle style ARP or stab line and turning it into something that feels properly phrase aware, DJ friendly, and ready to live inside a real D&B arrangement in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. We are not just trying to make an ARP sound vintage. We are making it function like a track element. It needs to give energy in the intro, drive the drop, create tension before the payoff, and leave enough room for the drums and sub to do their job. That balance is what separates a cool loop from a tune that actually moves. This approach sits right between sound design and arrangement. In jungle and old-school D&B, the ARP often acts like a hook, a rhythmic engine, or a hypnotic layer that keeps the whole track moving while the break and bass carry the weight. If the ARP is too wide, too busy, or too static, it blurs the groove. If it's controlled, tuned, and phrased properly, it becomes glue. That's the goal. So let's build it from the ground up. Start small. Don't begin with a full melody. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar harmonic cell. In Ableton, that can be a simple MIDI clip on a stock synth like a Wavedable, analog, or even a shaped sample in Simpler. Keep the phrase short. 1 bar is enough to get started. 2 bars if you want a call and response feel. Think rhythm first, harmony second. Old school jungle ARPs work because they repeat just enough to hypnotize, then evolve through arrangement and processing. A really useful starting point is to place notes on offbeats or let them push across the bar line. You might have a note on the end of 1, another on the E of 2, and then a longer note that leans into beat 4. That kind of shape gives you motion without overcrowding the groove. If you want it to feel less robotic, give the velocities a little variation. You do not need huge swings. Even 10 to 25 points of change can make the pattern breathe a bit more. What to listen for here is pulse, not just notes. If it sounds like a keyboard exercise, it is too busy. Simplify the rhythm before you even touch effects. Now tune the source to the track center before you process it. This is a big one. Old school parts can sound rough and gritty, but they still need to be in tune with the bass line. If your sub is sitting in a certain key, your ARP should support that key cleanly. If you're using a sample, transpose it until the tonal center fits. If you're using a synth, lock the oscillator tuning first and build from there. Don't confuse lo-fi character with bad tuning. Jungle can be rough, but it should feel intentional. A really practical check is to mute the drums and bass, then play the ARP with the sub root. If the ARP creates a weird tension that doesn't feel musical, adjust the root or swap one chord tone. Don't try to fix a tuning problem with EQ. That never really works. Why this works in D&B is because fast breaks and heavy sub make tuning issues obvious very quickly. A badly tuned ARP can make the whole drop feel thin or emotionally wrong, even if the sound itself is interesting. Next, decide how the ARP will actually move. You can use Ableton's Arpeggiator MIDI effect if you want a quick classic pattern. Keep it controlled. A rate around 1/8 or 1/16 is a good starting point. Gate somewhere around 40 to 70% works well depending on how staccato you want it. Keep the octave range modest, usually 1 or 2 octaves max. Or, if you want tighter groove control, just write the rhythm manually in the piano roll. Honestly, for serious jungle programming, manual MIDI often wins in the end, because you can leave gaps for snare ghosts, break accents, and subtle syncopation. Here's the choice. If you want fast variation and quick idea testing, use the Arpeggiator. If you want precision and a more deliberate pocket, write it by hand. You can absolutely use the Arpeggiator to find the idea, then manually refine it once the groove starts making sense. Now let's shape the sound. A reliable stock chain for this kind of ARP is EQ8, saturator, autofilter, and then optional subtle chorus ensemble or echo if needed. Start with EQ8 and remove the unnecessary low end. Depending on the sound and the arrangement, you might high pass anywhere between about 120 and 250 Hz. If the ARP is stabby and bright, you can cut higher. If it has useful body in the low mids, stay more conservative. Then bring in saturator. Just a little drive goes a long way here. Try 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if you need a little control. Match the output so you are judging tone, not volume. The point is to add harmonic density, not just make it louder. What to listen for after saturation is presence. The ARP should feel more alive and more readable on smaller systems. If the top end gets brittle or the mids start sounding papery, back off the drive and recheck the EQ. After that, use auto filter for movement. This is where the arrangement starts to come alive. You can start darker in the intro, open it as the tension rises, and then let it bloom at the drop. For example, the intro might sit with a low pass somewhere around 400 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Then you sweep it gradually open over 8 or 16 bars. That simple move can do a lot of the arrangement work for you. If the part still feels flat, you can add a touch of chorus ensemble, but be restrained. In jungle, too much chorus can turn a classic riff into something washed out and glossy. You want movement, not trance smear. Now bring in the drums and bass early. This is where the real test happens. A lot of people build a cool arp in isolation, then discover it fights the break. So loop up your kick, snare, main break, and sub, and ask one direct question. Does the arp add motion, or does it blur the groove? Old school jungle arps usually work best when they sit between the snare hits and the break accents, not on top of every transient. If your break is busy, simplify the arp. If the break is sparse, the arp can afford to be more active. Here's a good practical move. Loop 8 bars. Listen to the arp with kick, snare, and bass only. If the groove feels crowded, delete one note every bar or two. If it feels weak, slightly lengthen a note or let one note sustain across the bar line. What to listen for is the snare. If the arp starts masking the snare crack, stop and fix the rhythm before adding more processing. In DNB, a great idea that ruins the drum pocket is still the wrong idea. Now let's control the stereo image. Jungle arps can absolutely benefit from width, but that width should live mainly in higher harmonics. Keep the low mid centered so the track translates properly and stays monosafe. A simple approach is to keep the core signal centered with utility, then add a very light chorus ensemble or a subtle echo for motion. If you want a wider feel, duplicate the track. Keep one layer centered and slightly darker, and make the second layer brighter and wider, but lower in level. If there is any low mid energy in the widened layer, high pass it around 250 to 400 HE. That keeps the smear out of the stereo field. Delays around 1/8 or dotted 1/8 can work nicely too, but keep feedback low so it feels like texture rather than a second melody. If the arp collapses badly in mono, the issue is usually too much modulation in the midrange. Pull the width back before you start carving EQ too aggressively. Now comes the part that makes it DJ friendly. Think in phrases. Not just loops, not just 8 bars of coolness. Build with 8, 16, and 32 bar logic so a DJ can mix around it. A strong old school structure might be an 8 bar filtered tease, followed by 8 bars of opening tension, then a full 16 bar drop statement. After that, you can strip one layer out, add a variation, or mute every second repeat for a few bars to make the track breathe. That gives the tune a proper shape instead of just a static loop. This matters because DJs need space. If your intro is too full or your hook arrives too early, the track becomes harder to mix. A clean, filtered intro gives another record room to blend in. That is part of making a tune work in the real world. Now automate tension, but don't automate everything. A lot of the best jungle energy comes from a few important moves, not constant motion. Focus on filter cutoff, delay send, reverb send, and maybe a small transpose change for a switch up. A good classic move is to darken the arp in the intro, then open it over 8 or 16 bars, and pull it back slightly just before the next phrase lands. That creates anticipation without overcooking the sound. Keep reverb short enough that it adds atmosphere, but doesn't shove the arp behind the drums. If opening the filter makes the section feel smaller, that usually means the sound needs more body or more saturation before the movement. Fix the source first, then automate it. Once the idea is working, consider resampling it. This is where Ableton becomes really powerful. Freeze or bounce the arp to audio so you can commit the movement, chop it, reverse tails, create one-shot edits, or process it more aggressively without constantly revisiting the MIDI patch. This is especially useful if the arp has delay or filter automation that creates nice transient shapes. After printing, you can cut one bar fragments, reverse a note into a transition, pitch a hit down for a mini riser, or build fills directly from the audio. A good habit is to name the bounced versions by function, not just by sound. Things like arp intro dark, arp drop open, arp fill bounce, or arp second drop distorted make your arrangement process much easier later. Before you wrap it up, test the arp in a real section with bass, drums, and at least one transition element like a fill, crash, or reverse texture. Ask yourself whether it supports the section or dominates it. Does it leave room for the snare impact? Does the sub still feel stable? Does the break keep its swing and detail? Does the arp create forward motion at the right density? If the section feels crowded, you have two solid options. Reduce the note density or reduce the brightness. For darker DNB, that second move is often the right one. Keep the arp's rhythmic shape, darken it a little in the first drop, then open it more in the second half or second drop. That contrast makes the tune feel like it has a journey. Here's a useful reminder. Darkness does not just come from lower notes. Sometimes the most menacing thing is a simple harmony, a slightly unresolved interval, and a sound design approach that stays disciplined. Less really can hit harder. Also, if you ever feel stuck, treat the ARP like a supporting character with a strong personality. The drums and sub are the lead. The ARP's job is to create identity, momentum, and tension without stealing the room. That mindset keeps your arrangement focused. If you want an easy quality control check, mute everything except drums, sub, and ARP. If the ARP still feels musical in that stripped view, it is probably strong enough. Then listen again at low volume. A good ARP should still read because its rhythm and mid-range contour are clear. If it vanishes completely, it may need a little more harmonic density or a simpler pattern.